and easy to comprehend. There are days when it seems we're going nowhere fast.
Trust your faith to show you the truth. The status is changing, there's no more decline. I'm on my way to...
Hello listeners out there, you are warmly welcome to another refreshing time out in your relationship, the young adults, singles and married. My name is Ekun Dayo Olorundari of the RCC GD of Heaven, also your anchor on these airwaves, reading in relationship gist. I believe you are ready with your radio set, and then you want to find out if your friends, your family members, your parents' parents, whoever you may have around to stick around, and then let us have this discourse. All right, let's look at what I call creating the right environment for a healthy relationship. Creating the right environment for a healthy relationship. For example, humility is good, but humility is bad, whatever that means. Okay, humility is good, is a virtue. Maybe humility is a vice. The truth is, if you don't blow your trumpet, you must have heard that nobody will put down his own to blow your own for you. And so there are responsibilities that are attached to your enviable relationship, if you will, to a relationship that will be glorious and full of joy and happiness. Very well then, no one that wants to be noticed will wink in the dark, which is why there are operations. Maybe for you as a man, for you as a lady, there are levels of operations that are expedient, you know, of an individual in this relationship. So how do I create this right environment for a healthy relationship? What do I do? How do I go about it? That should be our discourse, our concern today. Nobody can perceive your cologne, for example, or your perfume. No matter how much of performance you have put up in a picture, you do not feature. It's impossible to capture a reality that you have not labored for. What people see is actually your effort that is projected, that is put in a place. The point is, we are looking at the square peg in a square hole. Very important to note, therefore, is you are the one given by nature to attract your desired end, your desired spouse. The responsibility rests on you squarely, and you need to understand that as being very, very basic. Many people are not good in relationship, not because relationship itself is bad inherently, but just because they lack adequate responsibilities, activities that they ought to put in place for their lives to just be fine. There are several people who are not in any good relationship today because of personal challenges that I know can be overcome. Personal struggles, if you will, that I know can be overcome. As a matter of fact, both the bread eater and the seed sower, all of us have our personal struggles. Some of those tears you don't want anybody to identify with, or probably you even want people to identify with, but you want to exercise some restraint or behave as the big boy or the big girl. A big boy should not cry. A big girl should not cry. But certain things, nature will just play out, and then you cannot but wipe some of those tears away. And so you restrain yourself till when it is evening of life, when nobody sees you or when nobody's around, and then you shed those tears. Don't forget that. As you lay your bed, so you must lie on it. It is the same with the law of sowing and reaping. I'll be with you at the end of this gist.
tune in and listen to Young Adults with Ekundayo E. Olorundare. Every Saturday from 5:30 to 6 p.m., you'll learn deep-rooted Christian philosophy for true living about relationship gists. Young Adults with Ekundayo E. Olorundare. Saturdays, 5:30 p.m. only on Silverbird's Rhythm 93.7 Jones. Tune in.
Thanks for staying by. You're welcome from that timeout. Few things you can do in creating the right environment. You are the young adults and we are looking at creating the right environment for a healthy relationship. Few things of importance. Number one, learn to smile. Now, look cheap. You remember when you are in maths class or mathematics class and they give you some of those cheap examples. And then by the time you come to the reality of it to write your own exams, because you never take serious the reality of those principles, you just may not pass. Learn to smile. Right? It is a free commodity that is smiling that will boost your look. A free commodity, though not cheap, that will boost your look. So you need to keep a healthy and powerful attraction or appearance in order to attract your suitor. Do you know that the tougher you look, the more you send away these people who should help you? Nobody knows you are truly down just by looking down. People may even want to get you trodden under their feet. But give your world a smile. Those who smile often are closer to God, the giver, remember, of all good things, including your spouse. And so if you are going to attract God, you must learn to smile. One of the things we know about God is that he can laugh. God laughs. So you learn to laugh. It has this magnetic force, putting together molecular forces. Maybe just the central factor indispensable to put those molecules together for your spouse to show up and then remain. Okay, now I don't mean maybe as a man you should smile uncontrollably like a demented individual. But be radiant enough with this smile when occasion demands. And you should be sensible. Of course, you know, I am appealing to logical individual, people who know they need help, because you need to be intelligible enough to know that you need help. It's not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength, understanding, discovering what you know you should recover. Although laughter might be free, but it can buy you an inestimable worth in your relationship. One of the reasons you just might not have been good or cool in that relationship is because the environment is never conducive. And there is something you call habitat, whether it is natural or created artificial. Something is called habitat, a place where you can thrive, not just survive, okay? Where you can thrive, where every of your potentials can come out. Relationship is such. You need to create a healthy environment for it to thrive, for it to prosper, for it to enjoy the best that it has. So very, very crucial. Number two is what I call keep promises. How do I create a healthy environment for a healthy relationship? How do I keep a healthy environment for my seed to germinate? Keep promises. Keep promises. It has nothing to do with your temperament, you know. It has nothing to do with your temperament. You need to understand that our life requires some level of understanding. You must know by now that you should not marry strangers if you have not been told. Okay? So, you have been relating with friends. That is what it means. So, it is not a stranger that you will not keep promise, but you are keeping your promise with your friend. But by the way, who says you should not even keep promises to strangers? Because you just don't know what... I was sharing somewhere, and I did say that angels sometimes don't look angelic for them to perform the good deeds that they are armed with. By the way, you need to know that certain people you call strangers, just because you don't know them, until you get to know them, then you will be able to know that these ones are really not strangers. And so keep your promises at all times, even when they are not convenient, but you should know that they are commanded. Now, don't say what you don't mean. That's the exact thing we are talking about. And when you mean it, express it faithfully too. When you mean it, say it. When you say it, mean it. When you mean it, say it. When you say it, mean it. If it has come out of your mouth, then be ready to be responsible enough. You just don't know that those are seeds. Every time you keep a promise, you create an enabling environment for relationship to thrive. You are not choking that relationship. You're actually giving it room to boost and then to grow and then to bring forth beautiful fruit. So if you must say it, then you must stand by it. Ladies love sincerity. Interestingly, that is why they can be sincerely deceived too. Because they love sincerity, they feel that because you have said it as their man, of course, you should mean what you have said. And then because they are so wired to get attracted and get carried away too by what they hear, is a weakness you can always catch up on by just saying anything. But of course, you will live to enjoy the toll when you don't keep the promises. Lying tongues do more harm to themselves than they do to others. Be reminded. Because every time you think that you have done something very harmful to this individual, the poison comes to you. It's like a man who is very angry. The anger does so much damage to his system than to the person he's angry about. So live and let live by keeping precious promises. You may be casual in saying it, but you should also not be casual in keeping the promise. If it has come forth out of your mouth, you should be ready to live with it. You should be ready to live by it and follow those principles. Let me give you another dimension to it, but that will be after this timeout.
You are invited to tune in and listen to Young Adults with Ekundayo E. Olorundare. Every Saturday from 5:30 to 6 p.m., you'll learn deep-rooted Christian philosophy for true living about relationship gists. Young Adults with Ekundayo E. Olorundare. Saturdays, 5:30 p.m. only on Silverbird's Rhythm 93.7 Jones. Tune in.
Thanks for standing by. We are still on the Young Adults, Singles and Married, on your darling station, Radium 93.7 FM. Just, of course, we are looking at creating the right environment for a healthy relationship. And we have actually said two things in case you're just joining us. You've not missed so much, but you've missed enough for a lifetime. Let me not say it. So the first thing we said, learn to smile. So please give me a smile wherever you are. As somebody said, but you are not saying me. You are sowing a seed. You just don't know the angel that may be around you who may not look it until you attract him by the kind of environment you create. Number two, we said keep your promises. Maybe not to, you are likely, look at this ripple effect or multiplier effect, if you will. You need to keep promises to everybody because not necessarily your spouse or your intended spouse. You have damaged relationship by not keeping promises to someone who may be a friend to a friend to a friend of your intended spouse, or to the younger sister of the uncle of the cousin, to someone who you are related with. It is a chain reaction that when you deceived A, it may flow down to Z. And so some people wonder why relationships are not working, just because you have sown a bad seed at the fountain of a flowing river, and it's coming back to you down the line. You are on the ladder, and now you don't know what has happened at the first rung of the ladder, and you didn't care to bother. By the time you're returning, and certainly you return, you know, in this law, whatever goes up, law of gravity, is coming down, okay? Now, maybe not for anything bad. That's why you were once young, you are gradually getting old. Some people get excited when they are a year older. You don't know that you are actually a year less than your appointed time. So that's how life is. As you are racing to the top, somebody is helping you to count it, that you are coming down. Look at number three. Refuse to be highly opinionated. Creating the right environment for a healthy relationship. The truth is, your opinion counts. But that doesn't mean it should be the loudest or the final. Your opinion counts in every relationship, whether it is the small person or it is the short person, your opinion counts, which is why it is to the undoing of a leader who will not listen to his followers or her followers. If you think you are the head, you just have somebody who might be the neck, who might be the body, who might be the leg, who might be the entire whole system working with the head. Oh, it is very true, you might be the brain behind this, but of what use is the child of this brain if the child won't live? So refuse to be highly opinionated. Subject your reasoning to commonsensical analysis. Let people give input to whatever you are saying. Give the privilege of a fair hearing and fair sharing too with the people you come across in life. Not only to your wife, not only to your husband, anyone, anywhere, wherever. Even in your chosen field where you think you specialize, some general practitioner may just be able to help you and advance a greater cause better than you think you know in your field of endeavor. For instance, maybe you study theology. Someone who studied mechanical engineering may just be able to help you analyze what you think you know by just a point. And so let's learn never to be highly opinionated. Everyone's opinion counts, but never think whatever you say is final. Only God reserves that grace. And come to think of it, even God, I mean God, the owner, the supreme controller of the universe, he says, come, let us reason together. Come. How much common sense do you think you have besides the all-knowing God, self-existing God? And yet he said, come, let us reason together. If he has not given that allowance, the human beings will have been mere robots. But we have capacity to think. We have capacity to reason. Look at it this way. Jesus said, not my will, but yours be done. It was a choice on the platform of choice for us to work together. And at some other time, God will also say, okay, let's have it done the way you want it. Lay your life. And for God so loved the world, he gave. And we have reason to accept. Remember, the scripture said, as many as who received him. So there is always this partnership. There is always this joint venture. So in your relationship, create an environment very healthy for people to share their view. You can trash a treasure with your disposition and courage by the way you do things. Pride makes you to lose your right any day. And the pride of wanting to think you know everything, the pride of wanting to feel that you are finer. Some people even say, I am an authority in this. Some people give you the grace and privilege to be that authority in whatever you are doing part-time. Your relationship can be better if you create a soil for it. Now, in the world of agriculture, you just discover that you don't need a farmland of some sort to be able to plant your crop. You can just do it better. All right? I don't have a land. I don't have this. There are other things somebody needs to teach you. You need to be informed. You can create it. It may be the way you carry yourself. It may be the way you say what you say. It may be the way you do what you do. And let me warn you, you may have the best gift in your hand. If you don't have the good type life of delivering it, nobody may just want to have that gift. So don't allow your right to give you unguarded pride. Very, very important. Let's look at number four in creating the right environment for a healthy relationship. What can I do? What may I do? Now, don't underestimate the power of first impression. That's why I give your best part time. Don't underestimate the power of first impression. One of our brothers will be holding a program, hosting a program, anchoring a program. He calls it Love at First Sight. Now, the underlying thing there is first, not second, first, okay, Love at First Sight. That first thing you see, that first thing someone else will see about you is key. For example, as a lady, it's all right to be expensive, but don't be a snob. Maybe you have been told that you don't just get carried away, which is true, but it must have a culture of limit, provide a balance to it. That you are not cheap does not mean you should be a snob. It's okay to let people know that you are not cheap, but understand your market value and package it as expected. Let people appreciate that virtue before you sell the value. It is wrong to compare yourself with another person. The Holy Writ let us know that those who compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. It probably took Jane 10 months for her to make up her mind in agreeing to marry Jacob. But maybe it is just not so with Aisha or Josephine. So everybody must learn to understand who they are and what assignment they have for their work. I talk to ladies in this number four, never underestimate the power of first impression. What this young man sees about you in your first outing, or maybe you are in church together, you are in a gathering together, it could be social, religious, or spiritual. It doesn't matter. Don't underestimate the power of first impression. You may want to make it up, just like make up that you, if the rain falls and then the thing affects your life, you may want to make up again. You may never have the chance. So don't lose your chance because of cheap and cheapened traditions, what you have been told by your mother or by your father or by anyone. Anywhere. Learn to favorably seize opportunities as they come. One of the greatest things God gave to you is opportunity. Time is no time until it is time. For example, I know that I am timed in the studio and I'm running with the time. And so your life too is time. One great thing people have is time. One of the things people abuse is timing. There is timing in the time that you have. You see, I return and I discover under the sun that the race is about timing. That's why I said chance within the opportunity, timing within the time. So it's important. Lastly, let's look at how do I create the right environment for a healthy relationship? Make every moment your finest hour. All right? Make every moment your finest hour. Don't think you are building for the best to come. You can get the best within your rest. Don't choose who to greet or who not to greet. All right. Be sociable. And I mean be sociable. Be friendly. Greet the ugly. If there are ugly people, I'm sure there are no ugly people. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, you know. Greet the ugly. Greet the beautiful. And you should know that the beautiful ones are not yet born. But the challenge is you need to live up and live with the ugly ones who refuse to die. Okay, so refuse and refute old women fable that a guy should greet a girl first. If he doesn't see you, then don't feign blindness. Just because somebody cannot see you, wouldn't see you, shouldn't see you, does not mean you should be blind. So use your eyes to compliment, but never compete. Now, that a girl, for instance, in African culture, is not ethically permitted. This is very key. To propose to a guy does not mean the girl should not be prepared for action. No dull moment at every point in time. You should realize that. Learn the act, the art, the science of doing things accordingly, expectedly. Make sure things are just done the best way you can do it. We have very limited time, but you see, tomorrow there is a package that I'm preparing that will help you forever. It is at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, D of Heaven, number 14 Mission Road, Oshie, Jos. I call it Eagle's Eye. Eagle's Eye, we are going to be looking at the power of focus, how you can remain focused and never get distracted. There are attractive distractions everywhere. You don't even know who a lady you should choose, who a guy you should choose, because every one of them, the short one has money and you don't like a short person. The tall one has no money and you want a tall person. How do I go about my life? And even in your destiny, in your life, what job to do, what job not to do, it is very, very important. You may need to read some of our books on these points. We have Marshall on this station. You can get my books from Modern Bookshop at Rampant Street or at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Dear of Heaven, number 14 Mission Road. Of particular interest is that some people may just want to reach out to us. You can follow our Facebook page, The Young Adults, Singles and Married. You may also want to call us for counseling, or maybe the program has been of tremendous benefit to you and you want to see how it continues to run on the platform. 006560-7693. Until I come your way, same time, same station, please be your best within your rest. I remain your regular host, Ekundayo Olorundare. It shall end in praise. Thanks for listening.